This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, we're going to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to try to pack as much as we can into this up-and-coming hour. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to listen carefully again, just to show you that people in government believe that they are above the law. And that applies to all their family members as well. Former Virginia Governor John Dalton's grandson given no jail in a violent rape case despite sufficient evidence. Folks, I can't tell you or emphasize any more than I have in the past to the present shared with you, friends, and am sharing with you that you're adding strength to tyranny by allowing these people to do the things that they're doing today. They believe that they are above the law. See, the problem the American people have when it comes to those that you elect as representatives, friends, do you not realize, folks, that when they get there, they change? They change quickly. And once they're there, they, again, believe for some reason or another that they are immune. They've been given some sort of congressional immunity to go ahead and do whatever they want to when they want to. And that applies not just to them, but their families as well. And the only reason that they're doing this, friends, is because you're allowing them to take this mindset on through your inactions, period. I can't tell you any other way. Or to another demographic of people, friends, than the responsible party. They are only doing what you're allowing them to get away with. Nothing more and nothing less. To add to that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump hints that he might still prosecute Hillary Clinton. Some things just take a little bit longer, he said. He hints. No, folks. There's going to be no justice or prosecution when it comes to that of the Clintons coming from Donald Trump's administration. You can rest assured, there's going to be none. And I want to tell you why. Because they're not going to implicate themselves in any crime whatsoever by telling on each other. They're just not going to do it. Now, what is being said and what is happening are two different stories. Now, do I need to reiterate the point that on the campaign trail, he told the American people everything they wanted to hear concerning the prosecution of Hillary Clinton? Everything you wanted to hear, he told you. And then once he won, friends, the People's White House, within 1 minute, just a reminder, within 1 minute, what did he do? He told you and his supporters, those that voted for him, to get to the People's White House, that they owed a major debt of gratitude to Hillary Clinton. for her service to our country. You heard me right. That was the first clue, America. The first clue. And then later on, he was asked by the CIA-controlled media that put him there in the first place, what did you mean when you were talking about the prosecution of Hillary Clinton? Do you really mean to do so? He said, no, the Clintons are good people. I did the same thing with Barack Hussein Obama, America. You know, it's funny, too, because President Donald Trump said, I have no patience for injustice. Yeah. No tolerance for government incompetence. No sympathy for leaders. We don't have leaders. Sympathy for representatives who fail their citizens. Well, guess what, Mr. President? That's exactly what you've been doing, is failing your citizenry, those that put you into the position as to where you are concerning we the people. You have failed to deliver your promises of that rule of law. And you do it day by day by day by day. Week by week by week by week. Month after month after month after month. And your supporters are still anticipating that. Listen, I hear all the excuses all day long. And you Trumpites should be embarrassed for yourselves. It took Barack Hussein Obama one day to begin to transgress your Constitution year after year after year after year, the very first day that he took office. And you're making excuses as to why he hasn't done it. We're going to talk more about that in the up-and-coming moments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. To add injury to insult to injury, friends, Mueller prosecutor says former Manafort aide Rick Gates, thought to be star witness, may or may not testify. If we get around to it, we might. If not, folks, does this apply to you? Do you not see the circus of politics? Do you not see the charades, the WWE, pro wrestling at its very worst? They're not going to prosecute each other. That is for the American people to do what's been left undone concerning this current administration. And that is the message that the American people have to send to Washington, D.C. and their local government, that we are not going to tolerate your crimes in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The meltdown of fake fact checkers, Snopes continues. Now, folks, there are still people out there that are too ignorant to take the time and know for themselves that it is a CIA operation concerning that of the likes of Snopes.com. And when you begin to pull the curtain back concerning Snopes, folks, there's no credibility. It's like Southern Poverty Law Center. It's like the ACLU, friends. What is their credibility? They don't have a lawful standing. And see, this is what people fail to bring in to the equation when they make decisions as to what's right and what's wrong. And that all has come about because the American people have failed to acknowledge the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But your conscience still bears witness, regardless if you want to bring it into the equation or not, concerning God's moral law. It doesn't matter. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, regardless if they make the right choice or the wrong choice. And I'm talking about all the time. If you're not in Christ, the condemnation belongs to you. Read John 3:17 when you get a moment. But the meltdown of fake fact-checker Snopes continues. Managing editor has no idea why she was fired. And then here we have on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, the Huffington Post's fake facts about stealth jihad. Hey, folks, they just go to the stupider ones first in hopes that they'll push their propaganda, whereas most won't. But Huffington Post is first in line once again to their own demise. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I could spend the whole hour on just that topic alone. What's going on the Sons of Liberty Media.com and the injustice taking place in this country. You know, one of the things that I talk about is soft judges produce hardened criminals. You know, take that to what you're seeing in government today, folks, especially when it applies to themselves. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. That's exactly right. But see, when they fail to do their duty, like that of Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz, and others, when they fail to prosecute criminals within, then it's for we the people to stand up and do what they're unwilling to do and remove Trey Gowdy and remove Jason Chaffetz and remove Daryl Issa and this administration, this commander-in-chief, right? Yeah, an impotent commander-in-chief, let me remind you. I know people in this country are sick and tired of it. The crime sprees that are taking place within the United States of America. Well, rest assured, it's happening all the more today in this country. Hey, folks, don't you understand? Those that love freedom judge the harshest. Can you put two and two together? I can give you example after example after example after example. You know, for example, if you drink and drive in El Salvador, did you know that you're put in front of an firing squad, the very first offense? See, because they don't allow people to endanger the lives of others. Did you know that in just in Minnesota here, not too far away from where I'm at, about 2 hours away, there's a judge named James Dean. If you drink and drive in his county, you get the maximum sentence. See, but now what the American people have taken on in this country is like that of Judge Wood. Well, who's Judge Wood, Bradley? Well, Judge Wood was, they called him Maximum John. And Maximum John, if you were to get caught in America with drugs in any amount, you would get the maximum sentence. And so what happened is Woody Harrell, you all know who that joker was from Cheers back in the 90s, right? His dad was a professional hitman. He wasn't too good, though. It finally caught up to him because he realized that what you sow is exactly what you're going to reap, and sure enough, it did. He was accused of actually being hired for $250,000 to go kill Maximum John, the judge in Texas, because there were some bad guys that were busted drug trafficking into his county. And guess what happened? He got caught. He caught wind of it. Forgive me. And when he caught wind of it, guess what happened? They were going to stand before him, and they knew that they were going to be going to prison for a long, 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 long time, if ever released ever again in their lives, because Maximum John Wood did not tolerate crime in any sense of the word. See, but what happens when you're a good guy? Look what now happens to you in this country. It reminds me of that of Christ, who preached out against the sins of the world. He was crucified by that world. Now what you have succumbed to, now that you have conditioned yourself, America, to submit to them, and you're desensitized by them that commit crimes after crime after crime. And it shows you how good you are not, America, that you tolerate the crimes of this administration, the last administration, and any other representative in government capacity whatsoever. It shows you how bad you are for tolerating their crimes. You're standing around waiting for an administration to do what you know within yourself that is never going to happen unless you act upon it, America. If there's pressure from the people to prosecute Hillary Clinton, to prosecute Barack Hussein Obama, to prosecute George Bush and Henry Kissinger, and the list goes on, folks, they're going to have to deliver. They're going to have to deliver. And if you're not willing to do that, friends, well, then you get what you deserve. And that's exactly why we're at today in this country. Because you're waiting for someone else to do what you know they're not going to do. And see, the history of the church and the history of America are those that took it upon themselves to deal. They've obligated themselves before God and man to deal with the corruption. That corruption, namely, deal with corruption in government, dealing with that corruption that would not deal with themselves. And that is the very purpose of government, America. It's the very purpose of government. Just to prove my point once again, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to show you, and I want you to understand how they defend themselves. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, cop named who shot Lavoy Finicum in the back. Media screams safety concerns for the police officer that shot him. Remember when they lynched Lavoy Finicum? Remember? He was the one that was going out there standing up against the crimes of that of Hillary Clinton and that of Harry Reid for selling and stealing uranium ore from ranchers and their lands, right? And remember, they were jailed and now they've been exonerated. Praise God. They've been pardoned. Praise God. Because you knew it and I knew it that they weren't guilty. You know, and the sad fact of the matter is there was very few in the United States of America that were willing to stand up and tell the American people what others were not willing to tell them. And see, there's your conservatives and there's your professed Christians in America today, folks. And they're just as traitorous to you, I want to tell you. They're just as traitorous to you as those that are betraying you right before your eyes. For not speaking about it, for not hitting the topics, for not dealing with the issues, and for not pointing the finger at those tyrants who mean to rule over you. And that's what's happening today. I want you to listen to this again. Lavoy Finicum. The cop who shot Lavoy Finicum, remember they had to lynch him out in the highway? And remember he just merely got out of his pickup truck and they shot him down like a dog? Right? Folks, he wasn't reaching for his arms whatsoever. He has the right to bear arms. But we're seeing more and more of this too, aren't we, friends? Just the other day, an intruder went into a guy's house. I believe it was in Portland, Oregon. Guy goes into his house. The homeowner shoots the intruder, kills him. Cop comes in the house, ends up shooting the homeowner. Kills him. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Now, that was probably an accident, but you got to ask yourself the question as to how did that happen, right? Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com and Lavoy Finicum. The cop is named who shot him. Rightly so. If he's proud of his hit, because that's exactly what it was, then let him stand up and be counted for it. Nope, he doesn't want to be counted for it because he sees that everything's now turning against them. And see, this is what happens little by little. People rush to judgment. Nobody wanted to talk about it because, hey, folks, the media that you decry and the media that you say you don't believe in, they were all silent about what was going on with that of the Bundy families and Lavoie Finnegan and their families. They painted the picture real quick. They got out. They wanted you to believe that they were the bad guys. And then look what happens later on. The truth comes out. Yep, it always does. It always does. Give it a little time. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And it surely did in this case. But here again, you have the CIA-controlled media giving cover to an individual that shot an innocent man named Lavoie Finnegan in the back. This is what you are feeling through your apathy. You're adding strength to their tyranny against you, America, against you. And I'm sick and tired of it. And so are good people in government. And so are good cops. And so are those agencies, the good guys in those agencies like the CIA and like the FBI. They're sick and tired of corruption too. They're sick and tired of injustice. Hey folks, delayed justice is injustice. And rest assured, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And you are allowing them to pepper you more and more on a daily basis to come up with a new crime that they themselves think that they will never be called to account for. And the only reason they think that is because the American people, through their apathy and tolerance, traitors to their own country, keep turning the other cheek. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. I got two cheeks, and I know what the Bible says about it. Turn your cheek, right? The first time and the second time, that's fine. But on the third one, they're on their own. And to be quite honest with you, friends, I'm not stupid enough to let it go that far neither. If they want to play, then let them pay. And that law that God gave us through the Mosaic Institution applies to every single one of us, not just us peasants. Not just us peasants. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired when it comes to injustice in this country. The immigration issue, friends, what's going on? What's going on? Who's alluring them, America? Your said representatives are. You're being incrementally dismantled, America. Who's after your guns, America? Those that call themselves representatives. We just found out 26 new gun control acts implemented on the American people under this brand new administration over the last 5 months. Yeah, you just keep closing your eyes to the facts, America. You keep listening to those false prophets who are doing no service to nobody. And at length, they bring whatever they can with them when they enter into the gates of hell where they belong, friends, where they belong. I also wanted to let you know that there is an American, the family is begging for answers after a veteran dies in police custody, and then his organs are removed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Yes, you heard me rightly, friends. Enough is enough.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo released the Las Vegas Police Department's final report regarding the October 1st shooting on the Las Vegas Strip. Lombardo said investigators have been unable to determine Stephen Paddock's motive for the shooting.
Without a manifesto or even a note to answer questions, the totality of the information that has been gathered leaves us to only make an educated guess as to the motives of Stephen Paddock. Today is still incredibly difficult to try to comprehend this senseless act of violence.
The economy added 157,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate was down to 3.9%. Larry Kudlow is President Trump's director of the National Economic Council. He reacts to the job numbers.
I think this is a strong number. But the trends are really interesting. Just some notes here. 224,000 average monthly for the last 3 months.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Facebook is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. YouTube just uploaded 5 new videos today. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, for all the times people take shots at me online, I'm just absolutely, I'm confounded. And of course, I'm playing up to those that don't know the difference. I'm confounded. I'm bewildered. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just posted a brand new video on Romans 13 and how the modern day church is teaching to submit to tyranny rather than resistance to tyranny as to our forefathers and what they established and what scripture clearly proclaims. So what I do is I just simply tell them, hey, listen, if you want to get on the radio and embarrass me and call me out for who I am and my heretical teachings, then go ahead and call me out. You got a wide open line. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I need to hit this. Over the last weekend, as you know, I ended up going to a funeral, a Catholic funeral. And when I went to the funeral, I had shared with you what I seen, and I was blown away. I mean, when I arrived, and as I was walking in, I thought within myself when I walked into this Catholic church as to what I was in for. I kind of had an idea. And though I felt I knew what to expect, yet I found that it was not at all what I anticipated in any sense of the word. And folks, I think in a lot of ways I've seen it all. And there's really not a lot that surprises me anymore. And I shared with you, I believe it was on Monday or Tuesday, how when I walked in, I first noticed about 100 people praying, all following in recitation in the words of the priest, like a bunch of mindless robots. Whatever he said, they said. Noticing this priest and these 100 people were praying over the deceased repetitively, praying to Mother Mary, the Queen of Heaven, as if Mary was the mediator between man and the living God, right? That's the implication. And when I was there, not only were scriptural flags going up everywhere, see, as I like to tell you, in parallel, as a metaphor, folks, when the FBI detects counterfeit bills, they don't study the counterfeits, they study the real ones. And that's why I stick to the Word of God, not man-made religion. It's full gospel here, friends. From Genesis to Revelation, I believe every single word of it. If it worked for our forefathers, that same Spirit's going to work through me for the people as well in our time. But not only were spiritual flags going up everywhere at this proceedings, read 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, but I also felt an indignation rising up to what these people were doing unto themselves. Read Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Remember, Gideon was sent to tear down his father's altars. And by the way, it was the sins of the father that gave strength to the oppressors, the Midianites. Okay? And Gideon was called to go deal with the Midianites, but first things were first. Well, that's what I'm doing right now. Folks, this was blasphemy. Praying to Mother Mary, calling her Queen of Heaven. I mean, my kids, you know the Word of God, were with me asking the question, what are these people giving themselves over to? I said, idolatry. Read Acts 17:16. Why are people not loving on each other enough to correct each other when all scripture that's given unto us by God, by the inspiration of God, for doctrine, is for reproof, is for correction, for instructions in righteousness? But guess what you don't see? You don't see reproof, you don't see correction, and you don't see instructions in righteousness, because they have been taught to take on the spirit of the world, which now calls love hate and hate love. Really? I mean, it's been told to me that grandpa and grandma in their generations loved each other enough to tell each other the truth. Now you're taught to go get an attorney when someone loves on you in the truth. Well, you remember me sharing that with you during the week. And if you haven't, I'll just highlight it. And that's what I'm doing right now, concerning my experience at this Catholic church. The priest kept talking about the Queen of Heaven, and he kept saying the same things over and over and over again. And so, like, I almost felt like going over and bumping him a little bit, because he was like a broken record. It's like, dude, are you stuck? But the first thing that went through my mind is, where did you get that? Because you're not getting that from the Word of God. No, the commandments of men, which make the commandments of God void. The commandments of men, which counters the Spirit of Christ. They're straightening. They're attempting to straighten, friends, the Holy Ghost. They're attempting to restrain Him from having His way. But He will have His way sooner or later. And He will have the last say, rest assured. Then I talked about who is the Queen of Heaven. Read Jeremiah 7:18. And keep in mind, Jeremiah was the one that was sent to warn the nation to turn from its sins and its idolatry, because judgment was coming. And they were serving Ashtoreth and Baal and Molech. And you can also read Jeremiah 44:17 through 25. Now, what I want to get to is, outside of the fact that there is no Queen of Heaven, read your Bible, Catholics. Read your Bible, okay? And don't think that you're going to take your sleeve and pin it to your priest's shirt and he's going to bring you into heaven with him. You are being misled, misguided. I remember not even too long ago we were highlighting some of the not only blasphemy, but some of the most heretical things coming out of the Pope's mouth. And he said something again just recently, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. And then we talked about, at the beginning of the week, not only is there no Queen of Heaven, but again, my experience, and that there is no Queen of Heaven, and how Jesus said, blessed, he gave a woman a mild rebuke who cried out, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. That's a different version than the King James Version. Luke 11:27. He replied to her, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. And by doing so, he curtailed any tendency to elevate Mary as an object of worship. And he could have certainly have said, yes, blessed be the Queen of Heaven. But he did not. He was affirming the same truth that the Bible affirms. There is no Queen of Heaven. And the only biblical references to the Queen of Heaven refer to the goddess of an idolatrous false religion. And apparently there are those that still believe that to withhold scriptural truth is love. Yes. Oh, yeah, folks, all day long. Now, let me tell you, love tells the truth. It rejoices in the truth, and it does not withhold the truth. Only hate does that. Hate doesn't tell the truth. It lies. And lies are what these people have fallen to. And again, there are those that just want to keep walking blindly behind man's devised lies, like this woman who recently wrote to me. I want you to listen to what she said to me. Bradley, I started listening to your radio station, the Sons of Liberty, just 4 days ago and loved and agreed on everything you have said except for this morning. Yep, this one thing the Lord always wants you. Read Mark 10 when you get a moment, friends. Jesus went for the one thing when he went to the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler was trying to justify him in everything that he did. And then Jesus went straight for the heart and he said, this one thing you lack. And what was his God? His money was his God. And he said to him, go sell all that you have and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. But again, this woman said, Bradley, I started listening to your radio station, the Sons of Liberty, just 4 days ago and loved and agreed on everything you've said except for this morning. Now you're talking to me. I don't like that. The first thing I hear this morning is you bashing, as if to suggest telling the truth is bashing the Virgin Mary and the Catholic Church. I did no such thing. If you want to call it bashing, you can take it that way. Several times during that show, I said, out of sincerity, out of sincerity. Well, Bradley, why are you so black and white and harsh about what you do? We're called to slay sin, friends. We're not called to patty cake with it. Preachers aren't. In any sense of the word. I know that's what you've been raised up under over the last six decades in this country, but it's just unscriptural. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. Jesus is not walking around smacking sheep on the backside with pink booties on, telling the world everything is okay. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay, just setting the record straight, and I speak as a man. But she went on to say, Mary is a special grace-filled woman. We talked about that. She goes on, God would not have had Jesus be conceived in her womb. She had to be born without sin, or she would not be worthy to carry him for 9 months, let alone raise him. She is our queen in heaven. There's your problem. Show me in Scripture what you are talking about, lady. This is craziness. How could she not be after all she went through? And nobody has found her physical body since she ascended into heaven to be with her son. I love your show, but please don't attack our Catholic beliefs, she said, believes. Thank you. God bless you. And then she gave her name. Friends, just for the record, that's why people get angry. They take out of context and even contrive things out of the midair, friends, and throw it in the mix.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah, what's wrong with this country? There you have it right there, right? 1-866-582-9933. Not picking a fight, friends, just settling one. Contending for the faith. Read Jude 1 when you get a moment. As too many people have crept into the church, preaching a false grace and turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, it tells us. Okay? I wanted to give a shout-out to Dave Davenmeyer, Coach Dave, yesterday for covering the show for me as well. Totally appreciate Dave. We're going to be doing something in the up-and-coming months, hopefully on the East Coast here. Dave is second to none in so many different ways, friends. The guy's out there doing the stuff. Aside of that, just talking about the letter that I received from a lady. Just talking about how I was bashing the Catholic Church. No, it's not called bashing. It's called correcting. It's called exposing heresy. It's called exposing the lies that you seem to enjoy being a part of. You hold fast to deceit, and why you do that, I have no idea. I mean, Ephesians 4:14 tells us that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait or lie in wait to deceive. Ephesians 4:14. I also want to make one thing clear, too, before I change topics. And by the way, as I change topics, I'm going to do it towards the end of the show because this is what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. Pope finds death penalty as an attack on human dignity. Did you hear that? This Pope, this Jesuit, is not only blaspheming the Word of God, friends, at every given step. It's interesting, they just made a movie of him and trying to put this devil in a positive light. And he is a devil, friends. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you right now. He's a devil. As I said earlier, we spent time, just got over onto a Catholic page, exposing the Pope for his heresies. It's like, whoa! I mean, this guy is literally daring the justice of God. And he wants to bring as many people to hell with himself, friends. That's really what he's doing. Apparently he hasn't learned, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. But again, just keep in mind, the devil has deceived these people into believing that they're doing the right thing, all the while knowing they're doing the wrong thing. They know, friends, what they're doing, just for the record. They know exactly what they're doing. And notice they're working with politicians on a global scale, trying to bring about that new world order, that which, by the way, the Pope also called for, along with the Bushes, along with Barack Hussein Obama. And for some reason, people out there are just so deceived that they think Donald's not a part of the plan as well. That's funny. I'm humored by that. But let's go on here. Going back to the letter, there is no Queen of Heaven. There isn't, friends. Period. I don't care if the whole Catholic world's in an uproar about what I'm telling you. I don't care. What does Scripture tell you? And Scripture stands against you. So it matters not. One man with God is always in the majority. The fact of the matter is you're wrong and I'm right. And why am I right? Because the Word tells me so. The Word that endures forever. That's forever settled in heaven. Serving the God that does not change. I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. Malachi 3:16, Hebrews 13:8. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. You changed. You changed. And it's all found in the cross, the life is. The power of redemption, the power of the cross. Because the Bible tells us that the Spirit beareth witness to the truth. And to he who hath the Son hath life. If you don't have that life, it's because you don't have the Son, and it means you better meet him at the cross. Read his law. Let it drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where you put your faith into Christ. Period. There is no Queen of Heaven. And according to this woman that wrote to me, I'm Catholic bashing. No, I'm not. I'm loving on you, man. I'm loving on you, woman. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. And the Word of God exposes heresy at every given turn. Rest assured. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. I want to take it to this. There's only one sacrifice for sin, only one propitiation for sin. And that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting, the Catholics, there is no blood. I want to tell you, if there is no blood, there is no salvation. Okay? Firstly, the one sacrifice. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay? Who was that? Was that Mary? Was that the Queen of Heaven? Or was that the Son of God named Jesus Christ, the Anointed One? The King of Peace? The man of war. That's found in John 3:16. We hear that all the time. Let's put it into context. And notice every time there's a reference of love towards we the people, the cross is always in the center of the Scripture. Keep it in context. Okay? Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a sacrifice of propitiation for the sins of the world. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. See the cross in there? It's always in the middle. Same thing with John 3:16. The cross is always in the middle. God gave, God gave, God gave. And yes, we know that he first loved us. I understand all that. But I want you to understand that the cross is in the center of everything. Revelations 1:5, speaking of the one sacrifice, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. It wasn't in the blood of anybody but Jesus. And there's only one mediator. And by the way, that mediator said and says today, John 14:6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It didn't say, but by Mary. 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. It didn't say the woman, Mary. It didn't say the Queen of Heaven. No, his name is Jesus Christ. And if you can't see your error there, friends, I don't know how to help you. But that isn't hate to tell you you're off course. And I'm thankful for when people tell me, hey, dude, you're off the road. Get back on the road. You know, when you drive down the highway and you get those little little ding, 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 ding. My wife teaches the kids that that's your conscience. So when you're off the road, all of a sudden your tires start driving over that ding, 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 like that. That means you got to get over a little bit. That's your conscience warning you to get over. Well, that's what the Holy Ghost does. He comes about to convict of sin in righteousness and judgment, to bring about godly repentance, that you might be born again of the Spirit, John 3:3. Right? But I don't know how to make it any plainer than the nose on your face. And furthermore, do yourself a service and read the Word of God for yourself, unadulterated Word of God. And if you have to go back to the concordance, that's fine, do it. If you have to go back to the Geneva Bible, hey, that's totally fine. Go ahead and do it. The Septuagint, go ahead and do it. But common sense does come into play here. It's not complicated. This is man-made stuff. And it closes the door to heaven. It's interesting, too, when you read in the book of John, chapter 10, isn't it interesting that Jesus said, I am the door. I am the shepherd. I didn't hear anything about the Queen of Heaven. I mean, what's the difference between that and praying to other foreign gods? Because it's idolatry. And by the way, this is the very thing in Scripture where the Queen of Heaven came into place. It provoked God to anger. Keep in mind, that book in Jeremiah, the children of Israel, and as were others, friends, judged because they would not listen. And if you want to test those waters, why don't you go ahead and take the time to read the book of Lamentations? Because it's not friendly. It shows you the wrath of God. It shows you what happens to a people that refuse to be corrected, that refuse to repent. It's a scary place to be. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about Pope Fine's death penalty is attack on human dignity. It's interesting because I didn't hear anything about him, this Pope talking about how abortion is an attack on human dignity. Of course, he's a player just like politicians are players across the globe, just so you know. They're all working to the same end. Same thing with Russia, same thing with China, same thing with the Pope, same thing with America. They're all working to the end to bring about a new world order. Okay? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to liken that to mass murders. 10 notorious last words from prisoners on death row. And I'm going to show you how they mock the law, how they mock the system. And I'm going to put that in parallel to that of soft judges produce hardened criminals. We got you for 2 hours tomorrow on Saturday, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. I also want to tell you, I'm not here to provoke people to do the wrong thing. I'm here to provoke you to get on that straight and narrow out of sincerity. And don't sit there and say, Bradley, it's the way you say it. Hey, listen, it doesn't matter if a dog's barking. It doesn't matter. It's warning me for a reason. And I'm not going to go over and shoot the messenger, per se. I'm going to take the time to go over and say thank you. And I'm not asking for your thank you. I'm just asking for you to look in the mirror of the Word of God and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.